How many of you are here today with a physical ailment? Let me see your hand. You know, Claire Grace gave a prophecy, and most of you know it. I've always believed that you don't need a special touch in your hand, though I believe in laying on of hands. The one source of healing is with you all the time. This promise. Isaiah, looking forward, said, "With his stripes ye are healed." The verb of the Hebrew, he took the full weight on himself, carried it away. Peter, looking back, "With his stripes ye were healed." Past tense. You say, "Well, why isn't everybody healed?" I don't know. I don't know why everybody doesn't walk out from underneath the weight and burden of their sins. All I know, the faithful God that I preach has said in His Word, He laid our sicknesses as well as our sins on to Christ. Start walking. You don't need me. This bread, I've already said, you partake worthily if you discern the Lord's body. There is health. There is that one luxury. You say, "Well, I've been believing God. What if I die sick?" Man, you go into heaven rich in faith, tried in the fire. God said it, forever it's settled in heaven. Mine is to take it and act on it. Grab this bread, lift it, and claim healing. Say it twice out of God's book, Isaiah and Peter. Personalize it. "With his stripes I was healed." And take it in Jesus' name. You don't have to be worthy. We're made worthy. Leviticus 17:11. God explained it centuries ago. The life of the soul resides in the blood. Science is still trying to figure out where death occurs. You take the blood out, life's gone. We're made worthy by the blood of the sacrifice. All you got to do today to stand claiming the inheritance of eternal life is simply say, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." I'm going to say it as your pastor. "Lord, be merciful to me as a sinner." Thank God for His grace as we partake together in Jesus' name.